Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. Today is the final day Pennsylvania residents can register to vote if they want to cast their ballot in the upcoming election. KYW's Tim Jimenez has more from West Philadelphia, where city officials try to get the word out.
Let's go. We want you to get registered to vote.
For a few hours during the morning rush, City Commissioner Omar Sabir got on the mic and the speakers were blaring at 52nd and Market. His message to commuters, today is deadline day in Pennsylvania to register to vote.
So this is my neighborhood, and it's always great to come back to the neighborhood to talk directly to the people and let them know how critical it is.
A concern right now for Sabir is turnout, which he says is looking like it could be lighter than it was 4 years ago.
And I looked at the numbers last week, and we had an election today. There will be 100,000 less voters than there were in 2020, based off our predictions. So we're trying to build some excitement, some enthusiasm.
The quickest way to register is to go online, pavoterservices.pa.gov. Residents can also check their voter registration status and request a mail-in ballot on that site. You can also register in person. In Philly, you can do so at City Hall, the Voter Registration Office on Columbus Boulevard, or one of the 10 satellite election offices. In West Philly, Tim Jimenez, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
And Vice President Kamala Harris is in Malvern, Chester County today, campaigning with former Congresswoman Republican Liz Cheney. Over in New Jersey, the race for U.S. Senate is one of the biggest contests as candidates are running to replace Bob Menendez, who was convicted of corruption. KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty spoke with Democrat Andy Kim and Republican Curtis Bashall about their priorities if elected.
Andy Kim won a bitter primary over New Jersey First Lady Tammy Murphy, and he's battle-tested by winning congressional races in a district previously held by Republicans. He says one of his key accomplishments is helping lower the cost of prescription drugs for seniors, and he's ready to hit the ground running in the Senate.
I want to try to do that for all Americans, you know, get those prescription drug costs down, lower health care costs. You know, we're taking steps to be able to surge the amount of building that we do in our country to try to get our housing prices under control.
Curtis Bashall isn't the typical Republican. Though fiscally conservative, he is openly gay and pro-choice. He says as a business owner, he wants to bring a different perspective to Washington.
We can't, you know, spend our way to prosperity. We have to grow our economy. We have to unshackle our businesses from too much regulation, especially small businesses. I started a small business, grew it from 24 to 1,000 employees.
Both tout their ability to work with others and get things done, albeit with very different life experiences. Early in-person voting begins October 26th, and the deadline to apply for a mail-in ballot is October 29th. At the South Jersey Bureau, Mike Daugherty, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Students at St. Francis of Assisi, the nearly 100-year-old Delaware County school devastated by a school fire 2 weeks ago, are finally able to get back in the classroom. As KYW's Justin Udo tells us, it's all thanks to a neighboring parish.
For the last 10 years, Christina Carlin has taught first grade at St. Francis of Assisi School in Springfield. So you can imagine just how upset she was when she got a call their school was on fire.
Devastating. All the kids' stuff gone in a matter of minutes.
But Monday morning, students and teachers were able to get back into the classroom thanks to space made available by St. Kevin's Parish, which is located right down the road.
It's amazing. We never thought we would get everything that we needed to start today. We've been working 10 hours a day, and we came together. And like they say, I know it's cliche, but it really does take a village, because we would have never been able to do this by ourselves.
Carlin says this act of hospitality has already been a blessing for them, as well as St. Kevin's, whose school has been closed for more than a decade.
They welcomed us with open arms. A lot of parents have been coming up to me, St. Kevin's alumni, saying that we are making their school alive again, which makes us happy.
St. Francis's second grade, as well as their fourth through eighth grade students, are able to continue school at one of their buildings that was left untouched by the fire. fire. I'm Justin Udo, KYW News Radio 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.